This podcast has at least 100 laughs in it. Golden Circle produces more than 100 products like yummy fruit juices, sparkling juice and cordial. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle. A funny and sunny good day with everyone. Golden Circle. Share sunshine.
Golden Circle. Golden Circle. Ba-dum, boom, 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 boom. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy. Ba-dum, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Yeah, it is for your Wednesday afternoon. And how's about a $5,000 Bunnings voucher for your Wednesday afternoon?
Damn, when are we doing that?
A little bit later on this hour.
Okay. I can go get my circular saw.
Are we allowed to talk?
Wanting to play with a circular saw.
You say it like a serial killer. Are we going to talk about what's going on?
I'd use a circular saw if that's what you were going to do.
How would you do it?
I think you'd use a chainsaw.
Would you?
Wow.
Okay. Bickers isn't sneaking up on people then.
I feel like it's a bit clunky to carry around, the circular saw.
Yeah, excuse me. Can you just stay there while I sit up? And then you accidentally...
Just pop your arm in here for me, please.
Yeah, and sorry, if you could put the goggles on.
Just going to plug this in.
Bickers, are we allowed to talk about what's going on with you?
Sure. I think we're going to do a bit later. Sorry, I was thinking through my circular saw work. Yes, I did something fun this morning.
Mate, new person.
It's new me, and we're going to discuss it later in the show. I'm a bit nervous about it because I don't think I want anyone's opinion about it.
It's so great. It's so great.
Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
This is new you. Mm-hmm. There is also new me going on. It's slightly less. I joined like an underground club last night that's quite exclusive, but I don't know if it's going to be called off by the authorities who seem to be ruining everything at the moment. I'll tell you what it is next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Amazing prizes still to come in the show. Your chance to win 10 grand a bit later on. But right now, because I caught up with mate last night and he didn't say hi. He said, Liquorland, Liquorland, Liquorland. And I said, what? And he said, get on site now. I said, what? And he goes, get on now. And so I quickly opened my phone and I'm like, what? And he goes, 10 cases of steam goat mountain goat steam ale. And I'm like,
is that the orange can?
No, that is a summer ale, but fantastic. Great. Good beer knowledge.
Good.
Great stuff. Both delicious. And I was like, okay.
Sorry, a 10 what?
Get 10 slabs.
Slabs. For how much?
Of mountain goat. Well, he said, he goes, there's a glitch and you'll get them cheap. Right? And so I went on and like one slab is, I don't know, maybe $60 or something, right? And so it says that for one and then I pushed my value up to 10 and for 10 it was only $200. And that's when I started panicking and you've never seen fingers move faster. I was like,
sometimes
oh my gosh.
Sometimes that makes you move slower too.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm fumbling around my credit card and trying to enter details. But then it went, I entered it and it went through and I was like, oh my gosh, payment accepted. Fantastic. I've got 10 slabs coming my way for $200. And I said to him, naively, I said, have you done it? And he starts laughing and goes, yeah, I've ordered 50. And I was like,
oh my God.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And he goes, how great's this? And I went,
how
where did you
stumble across it?
Another friend told him, right? So obviously this has happened to one person.
Who's tried to order 10.
10 slabs and just gone,
Party time.
Hey, I might just tell one of my friends that maybe they should.
Who told one of his friends? I wonder how many people did it.
So then,
I'm surprised they let it go on so long. Surely their back end's going, mountain goat are going off the shelf at a rapid rate, people.
Yeah. Well, this morning I had a personal training session, and I said to my trainer, he said hi, and I said Liquorland, 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 Liquorland.
New greeting.
and he goes, what? And I said, mountain goat steam ale, and he goes, nah, they're not going to honour him. And I was like, what? You've heard about this? And he goes, I went for a walk with my mate this morning and he reckons thousands upon thousands of orders have come in.
Yes.
And he goes, and I just don't reckon they'll honour them.
That's fair to not honour it, isn't it?
Why?
I mean, I know it's their glitch, but it's a big, you're getting it for cost almost.
Yeah. It's a great deal.
No. But it wasn't a deal. They didn't have a deal going.
They did. They had 10 slabs for $200. I've got the receipt.
Oh, so you've got the receipt and everything.
Yeah, and the money's been paid. And so
has it been taken out?
Well, yeah.
Of your account?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Has it?
Yes, it has. Yeah, it's gone through.
Okay.
And I haven't, I thought if it's not going to get honoured, I would hear back from them and they'd just send me a thing today.
Or I wonder whether you just get a certain amount of beer. You might not get your 10 slabs.
Why would they not give me 10?
Well, they might give you $200 worth of your mountain goat.
Yeah, that's 10 slabs. I've got the receipt.
No, but the traditional $200 worth, which might just be 3 slabs and a few Loose ones.
Do you know what was great as well? Because you've ordered over $100 worth, free delivery.
No way they're giving you free delivery as well.
Well, I want to know, did other people get in on this? It can't have just been me and my friend because they've got to have heard it from somewhere. Give us a call, 131060. I would love to hear if someone that works for Liquorland. Yeah.
No, they're busy trying to reorder some Mountain Goat.
They're running, stealing Mountain Goat, trying to relabel other cans. Give us a call. Were you involved in this? And do you know what will happen? 131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
That is the latest one from Shawn Mendes. It's called Wonder on Carrie and Tommy this afternoon. And, guys, if you haven't downloaded the HIT app, got to get onto that because later on this afternoon we're going to be calling someone to give them $5,000 worth of a Bunnings voucher.
Woo. How good. Last night I got on the Liquorland app and I got 10
no
slabs.
Surprise. Is that one of your favourites?
It is. It's a, yeah. It's
on your homepage, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It goes to Liquorland, mum, and then everybody else. 10 slabs, $200 because my mate, I saw him and he goes, Liquorland, quick, get on. There's a glitch and make sure you buy the slabs. And so we've all bought cartons and cartons of beer for super cheap prices. And
you bought 10 slabs of Mountain Goat for $200.
Yes. And they're usually like $60 a slab. And then this morning, I got told by a friend, I don't think they're going to be honoured. And now I want to know, were you a part of it?
It's interesting because I have some information. Would you like to hear it before or after we've chatted to our great friends here?
With the look on your face. Okay. Olivia, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How many slabs did you get?
I didn't get any because I don't think they'll honour it. But
okay.
I'm a part of a Facebook group called Markdown Addicts Australia. It has over 196,000 members and it was posted in that group.
Why
didn't you try it?
Because they're not going to honour it.
So how do you know? Is that because you're a pro at this? Do you know when things will be honoured or?
Not necessarily, but I just feel like with the volume of people, that like the loss they're going to take out of it, it won't be worth it for the business.
Wow, so 196,000 people on that page, and if they're all like my friend and ordered 50 slabs, that's nearly
good. You do the math on that while
a million slabs of beer.
Which they surely don't have. Olivia, over the years with Markdown Addicts, what's the best deal you've got
on
something?
Great question.
Oh, I don't know. I'm always too late. I'm not quick enough. I did try to get some good sandals off Clark's, but they didn't honour it, and I only ordered one pair. Good luck with your 10 slabs.
That's such the tone of somebody on Markdown Addicts, Olivia. I mean, I only ordered one pair and they didn't honour it. So yeah. I love it so much.
Olivia, I feel like if they do honour my slabs, you'll be annoyed about it.
You can send me one. You've got 10.
Deal. Let's go to Sophie. G'day, Sophie.
Hi, how you going?
I'm great. How many slabs did you order?
I didn't order any. I actually work for the Coles Liquor Group.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me everything.
There's been errors in the past where they've marked things down incorrectly. So what it would have been the six packs, not the actual cartons.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So but generally they will honour part of it, but they won't honour it all.
They'll give me two slabs originally.
For $20 each?
I'm not sure what they'll come back to you with.
Okay.
But they do generally honour part of it, but not all of it.
Ah, interesting. Mm. And is there any chance that this wasn't a glitch and maybe I just got cheap slabs?
No.
Damn it. Thank you, Soph.
Just before Jesse tells you what we know about this, let's go to Tim. Tim, did you have a crack at this last night?
G'day, absolutely. I got texted by a mate on the Liquorland one, and when I went to the site, it was already shut down. So I thought, oh, I'll just try First Choice. They're still owned by Coles. And so that worked.
Oh.
I booked three slots. and I did click and collect, and I jumped in my Mustang and fanged it down there as fast as I could. Anyway, I go to the guy, I'm here to pick up the beer. He goes, yeah, no worries, just over there. He goes, what'd you get? I go, three slots of Mountain Goat. He pulls out a box with three six-packs in there. I go, man, it was three slabs. So anyway, he starts looking puzzled at this point and goes out the back and comes back, oh, I'm not sure. And he goes, oh, the number is for the six-pack. So what the previous caller said was what's happened. So I go, he goes, I'll get the number, you can call him. So I go, all right, no worries, we'll call him up. So anyway, I rang him up and it was on hold for ages and he's tapping away in the computer and he goes, the number on your order is definitely the slab. So he makes the other guy bring the three slabs out in the trolley.
Oh, you ripped that.
And I'm like, and I was tempted to just grab it and yoink him out of there. But I said, are we right? And he goes, oh, I can't do it, mate. I can't do it. He goes, it's on my dime. He goes, I can give you a refund and you can buy them again. I go, no, don't worry about it. I'll ring up tomorrow. So yeah. I rang up today and the chick told me that whole problem shut down the entire website and they're not honouring them and it's just a cash refund. So I took that option, but it's not a bad story and it's a good laugh. I wondered how many people knew about it and you've answered my question.
Mate, in the one...
I love how, Tim, you're giving yourself a pat on the back for your story. I liked it.
Yeah.
Give yourself a mountain goat for that, I reckon. Yes. Crack one open.
Well, I'm still open if anyone wants to offer them for free. That would be great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon doing it all thanks to Golden Circle. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle, guys.
Oh, pour yourself a delicious... icy cold juice and get out there.
Oh, get some ice cubes in it too. Oh, nothing better.
Fun for the whole family. Hey, Bickers, you know what else is fun?
What?
The time game.
Yes, call now, 13 1060. If you want to take part in the easiest game going around, you just got to know how long 5 seconds is.
It's not that hard.
Nah.
Is it worth having a go?
It's so easy that we've been playing it for about 10 weeks and we still haven't given away. Start off at $100. We're now up to what?
$800. 13 1060.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Wednesday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, we've been waiting a while for this.
It's the most popular and exciting and best new game to hit radio since ever.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God.
And the prize jackpots weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
This week, the jackpot is up to...
We just said $800.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
All you have to do is know exactly when 5 seconds is up and the money is yours. Natalie, does that sound pretty good?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay.
So are you good with time, Nat?
No.
Great start.
Okay. A lot of people who have been good with time haven't managed to win it, so maybe the key is being bad with it. Jesse, you say go, and then Nat, when you think 5 seconds is up, you say stop, and we'll see how we go.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
Ooh.
Feels a bit under to me.
Felt a bit quick,
short,
didn't
yes.
it? Nat, how did you feel about it?
I thought it was close.
Okay, Jesse?
4.32.
Ooh.
Oh, way too short.
Yeah.
Good on you, Nat. Thank you for getting involved. G'day, Sean.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, good. Let's just crack straight in then, I reckon.
All right, ready, set, go.
Oh, do you have a micro sleep in there, Sean?
No, I think that wasn't bad.
I reckon that's about 6.5.
I did get distracted and thought about something else.
I had a micro sleep, actually. Sean, how did you feel about it?
Oh, I think I let that go a bit too long.
Okay, Jesse?
Tommy, how long did you say you think?
I said 6.5.
6.56.
How come you haven't entered the time game?
Can't enter. It's contractual stipulation.
You came up with the rules.
I know, and I regret writing that disclaimer.
This could have just been one break 10 weeks ago where you showed us that you could get to 5 seconds and we never would have had to play this ever again.
Do you want me to do one now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Show everybody how it's done.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
Stop. It was short. 4.1.
Oh, no.
Was
way.
It?
4.18.
No way. You're the time master. This is crazy. You've
Sorry,
just discovered a new skill.
I've stopped concentrating in that 5 seconds and
but
then
how
I
how do you know that it was exactly 4.1?
He can't not be wrong. He only knows how wrong he is.
Okay. Katie, did Tommy having a crack help you?
Hope so.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
All right. Ready, set, go.
That feels pretty good to me.
It does.
And Katie, you know when Bickers starts putting on hand lotion and rubbing her hands
vigorously.
That she's really into it. How did you feel about that, Katie?
Oh, I don't know. I hope it's good.
Okay.
Mm. 4.82.
Oh my gosh. That's, Katie. That's very close, Katie. You were 0.1 of a second off.
Point,
pretty good.
0.18, yeah.
Almost. So almost 0.2. Yeah. Yeah, you're better at the numbers than me, Richard.
G'day, Rich.
G'day.
How are you?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Okay, focused on time, fair enough. Jesse, over to you.
Ready, set, go.
Stop. Stop.
What did you think, Rich?
5.23.
I reckon you're about right. I reckon maybe just a bit more. I reckon about 5.5.
Really?
Hmm.
6.3.
Oh!
One more. Let's end on one more. One more.
I was about to say, should have quit.
But now, let's go to Frankie. I feel like Frankie has got this. Got this. Frankie, no. Is Frankie there?
Yeah.
Yes. Frankie, for some reason,
oh, Frankie,
your
you're
name.
Calming.
I just was drawn to your name. I feel like you're going to do this.
Me too. Let's do it.
Ready, set, go.
Stop.
I think that's pretty good, Frankie.
I think it is too, guys. Bring it on.
I reckon Jesse, I feel like his reaction, if it was right on, would be a bit more ecstatic.
He looks
shocked but not completely
like... He's the jury. He can't show emotion.
He's not
Hang on. Is this closest two wins or... Someone has to get on five.
No, you've got to get right on 5 seconds, Frankie.
It's a very popular
game.
That
would have been a better game, actually, Frankie.
Much better.
5.21.
Oh!
You would have lost your way as well, Frankie.
Hey, $900 next week.
Yay! Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home. And, guys, massive prize up for grabs today.
You've won the trip to the Whitsun.
Yay!
God, this feeling's just begun.
Over $250,000 in cash and prizes to be won.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail.
Cause my heart goes.
Yeah. $5,000 to spend at Bunnings is what we've got today, because
that's one of the places I'm looking forward to going back to.
Yes.
Bunnings, I haven't been in ages.
Yeah, and for a lot of people, this is the biggest prize that we've
got. Absolutely. You can do some stuff around the house. Yeah. You can almost get anything at Bunnings. You don't even have to do home repairs.
No. No plants. Give your house a remake. Beautiful.
Who have we got?
The winner of today's prize is parcel number 44130. Jesse, punch in the number.
We are dialing.
Thomasina.
Ooh. What a beautiful name.
Hello.
Is that Thomasina?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Thomasina. It's Carrie and Tommy here. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Look, I'm fine.
You have won a $5,000 Bunnings voucher.
Oh, my God. This is unreal. Wow.
Congratulations, Thomasina.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
How much do you need the voucher, Bunnings voucher, Thomasina? Tell us a bit about yourself. What are you going to use it for?
I'm speechless. And this is the first. Oh,
have you got
God.
Have you got young boys, Thomasina?
Yes, I've got two young boys. Yes, 8 and 5. And oh my good Lord, they'll be loving it. I can get them a cubby house now.
Oh, awesome. They would love a trip to Bunnings. My kids love going to Bunnings.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
They're the good carrying age as well. Yeah. They're old enough that you can really load up their arms with stuff.
Oh, my God, I am shaking. This is unreal. Thank you so much.
Not a problem, Thomasina. I know it's well-deserved for you. So thanks so much for entering in and enjoy every little bit of it. Have fun building the cubby.
Thank you so much, Carrie and Tommy. Thank you.
Bye, mate.
If you want to enter and have a win just like Thomasina, make sure you download the Hit app and register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. We've still got loads of prizes to give away. If you want to know what tomorrow's prize is, make sure you're listening to Brekkie tomorrow morning.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Yes, it is, and a very, very exciting part of the show right now, guys.
Isn't it just? It has been about 4 hours and 42 staff
members in the making, but...
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean?
The thing that I did actually took me 5.5 hours this morning.
Did it?
Hold on. 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 5 hours.
What do you do? What are you doing in that time?
A lot of sitting.
Yeah, a lot of sitting. It'd make it hard if you were walking around.
A lot of sitting. There's a moment where I was like, I don't know if I should have done it.
It looks incredible. Are we saying what it is?
Yes.
You do it.
It's not like it's a baby announcement.
No, you do it.
I just cut my hair off today. Yeah. I feel like that lead up was real, like, unnecessary. I decided.
Fun. I've never seen your hair this short.
I emerged from lockdown and thought, I feel like 2020 has had a heaviness about it that we all want to just get tailed off. And I was like, I felt like I needed to, like, literally physically do something to feel lighter. So I was like, I'm just going to chop my hair off. And so I've chopped my hair off.
And you've not only chopped your hair off.
Yeah.
You've also...
What have I done? This will be interesting.
Made a TikTok. And that is the thing that took 32 staff members and 14 hours to put together.
Yeah, well, a friend said to me, you know you can do one of those before and after TikToks, right?
Which I haven't seen.
Where you have long hair and then short hair. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't want to be a one TikTok wonder, you know. I've done my one.
That
took 5 hours a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And so I thought I'd give it a crack. Once again, what I've realised is I myself on my own am not capable of doing a TikTok.
Yeah.
So with the help of the entire team.
How do you think the team feels
all
when...
All the staff at the Hit Network.
Yeah. How do you think the team feels when you go... Hey, I'm thinking of making a TikTok. Email chains start to flood.
What happens
Car
is I say,
engines start to get warmed
up. I'll tell you what actually
up.
Happens. I say, I'll do this on my own. I don't need any help. All cool. And everyone goes, great. And then on the day, I just send 100 messages going, I can't get it to upload. Yeah. Why won't I can't get it to connect here. And why won't I? Do I post it there? Do I put private? Do I post? And I watch their eyes. I can't see them, but I know their eyes are rolling.
I've just watched you upload it in real time. And by you upload it, I mean you sit here while our web guy talks you through step by step.
I'm not good with tech, all right?
I'm aware.
But I need to keep in touch with my younger roots.
Can I see your TikTok,
sure.
please?
I don't think you'll get it, though. You're not on TikTok.
Oh.
At like Carrie Bickmore on TikTok if you want to see it. But it's on our Instagram as well, I think, at Carrie Tommy Show.
It's not worth
I can't
it.
See that.
I'm not going to do it, girl. I was just thinking about it. I'm not going to do it. I did it.
Yeah, it means nothing to you. You're being very generous by laughing.
It's because last TikTok I laughed and you went, you're not giving it enough.
No, because that time I got on a skateboard. I learnt to skate and drink and film at the same time. It took me 4.5 hours and you went, oh, yeah, cool.
You know most people film their own selfies, right? Like that's how most
not
people do it.
On a skateboard while drinking.
Okay, I thought it was great.
Have you tried that?
Mate, I thought it was great. I also think
anyway,
this one's great.
What are you doing for the show, mate? I got on my skateboard, I've cut my hair. It's time you bought some gear.
I've played the time game before and tried to give away $800.
Yeah, I'm
pretty
involved
good.
In that. This is your thing. I want you to bring out a TikTok.
I don't have TikTok, mate.
No, I didn't have it either until I made it my thing I was going to try and do. Ask Eli. He helps me. I'm sure he can help you.
Eli's just sitting in a corner rocking back and forward.
Hang on, how's the reaction been?
Well, I don't know. I've been talking to you. I haven't looked, have I?
I am terrified of your TikToks. It's so hard.
It's stressful. It's really
I'm
stressful.
I'm aware, mate.
I get why this is some people's
I'm
full-time jobs.
I'm sweating.
Do you know some people, that's all they do? And I was like, what do you mean that's all they do? I get it.
Yeah. And you're like, when you say that's all you do, does it mean that's all what all your staff do?
Every new TikTok, I'm learning a new piece myself.
Okay, what did you learn for this bit?
I learned how...
to yell at Eli?
No. Well, it involved two videos, so I learned how to record two.
Good.
Still don't know how to put them together. Eli did that bit.
Yep.
But yeah.
That's good. Good, mate.
I've got a yes, queen.
Yas, queen.
No, it just says yes, not yas. I think it's the same thing.
You're in a TikTok mood. What do you want to do
I'm
now?
Not, I'm just telling you. I didn't want to claim that it said yas.
What do you want to do calls on here?
Yas.
Do you want me to... What do you want to do calls
know.
On? What people think of your TikTok?
Do people have TikTok to go have a look?
I don't know,
it's
mate.
On our Instagram page as well, at Carrie Tommy Show, if you want to see it.
We need to go to phones or something, mate.
Oh, wow.
I'm so tired after all the TikToking. I've got no energy.
call us and tell us.
Can we put it on our Insta so that people that don't have TikTok, which is most of the population, can see it?
I just said it's on there.
Give us a call, 131060. What do you think of Carrie's hair?
Please, only compliments for the love of God.
Only compliments.
Oh, 131060 is the number. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. At Carrie Tommy Show this afternoon if you want to see the incredible new BikTok.
Barry Kitcock.
Barry Kitcock. Is that what we're calling it?
That's what you're calling it. I don't refer to it as either of those things. No.
But the good thing is Eli has gone in and changed your account name and you don't know how to change it back.
I don't feel like I have enough followers that I can be going by other names other than just Carrie Bickmore.
It's true. At Carrie Tommy Show, if you want to see it, it's there as well.
You've got a new do. You've lopped all your hair off.
I lopped my hair off. I'd had enough of this entire year and I wanted to feel lighter and so I went in there and said, just cut it off. And oh my God, it's so liberating. If you've been thinking about it, do it. Absolutely. What are you laughing at now? What's happened?
Well, I thought because you've just now tried to upload it to Instagram and it's nearly been an all-in brawl again.
Again, I don't understand how to work technology. Anyway. This is meant to be fun and it's always so stressful. What have I done? What have I done?
No, it's just you know the thumbnail image that goes with it? Have you seen what it is?
No. What are you doing?
It's great. It's just you giving it a real bit.
Do I need to delete that and have another go?
I think that's fun, mate. Liz.
What you think is fun and what I think is fun is very different.
G'day, Liz.
How are you going?
Look,
stressful,
I'm great.
Liz. It's so stressful.
What do you think of Carrie's new do?
I think it's gorgeous. It really looks good on her.
Yeah, so do I. I think it's fun.
Thanks, Liz. Would you think about going short? Oh, you've already done it.
I've done the same thing, but I've done one step better. I have dark hair and I was getting lots of greys because I've got two young kids and I've got silver streaks put through my hair as well.
One step better, Liz.
I mean, Liz, I've got lots of greys too, so...
Oh, okay, let's not brag about our greys, ladies.
I did go a lot blonder, Liz, to cover the greys because I was finding the upkeep, now that I'm getting old, is pretty extensive.
I couldn't hide mine, so I just thought, why not just get silver ones instead and then they'll blend.
Oh, you know, I love it.
I joked about bragging about greys, but now you guys are actually trying to outgrey each other.
No, I think you just when you get to the point that you've got greys, you got to own it and be proud.
I get it, mate, you've got greys.
Or just cover them like we have. Or like I have. Liz is out and proud.
Hey, some of the comments here. Woohoo! Looks amazeballs. Love. You seriously look like...
Oh, God. Don't tell me. I don't want to hear negativity.
It wasn't negative.
I felt like it was. You had to pause to think about whether you should say it.
I just thought it was funny because you guys got such close friends. And who? I don't know. It seriously looks like Fifi Box now.
Oh, yeah. That's a compliment.
No, I know. I just thought when you get new hair,
you don't want to look like your friend.
Oh, you look like your friend now. G'day, Rose.
Hi. How are you?
Look, I'm good. Carrie's a little stressed out because she's been the master of technology today and whipping all our slaves here at the network to make things happen for her. Can you say some nice things about her?
I'm the only one, Rose, trying to lift this show to the next level, you know?
You're doing such a good job, Carrie. And I'm the same as you with technology. I am hopeless, but your hair is stunning, absolutely stunning.
Thanks, Rose. What are you rocking?
Well, I've got red hair, like really red, and I wanted to get my hair cut the other day, but seeing yours now, I'm going to get it cut now.
Great. Good on you, Rose. Send us a pic once you've done it.
All right. No worries.
And good luck trying to upload it to your TikTok. It's
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Wednesday afternoon. And, guys, coming up later on, we are spinning for $10,000, all thanks to Dr. Urkarista Runte.
I've been holding a papaya for an hour and a half.
Why are you holding a papaya? You hate papaya. Remember you said yesterday that you hate papaya.
Oh, Jesse's giving you a head shake. He hasn't got that audio.
Our producer Sonda brought you in a papaya to try because you hadn't tried papaya and it's been sitting there and we decided it wasn't worth doing. So now you've just opened it and you've just tried it for fun.
Well, Sonda said, can you just at least eat the papaya? And then
I bite in
and Jesse goes, we're back on air.
How are you feeling about the papaya?
It's the most nondescript thing I've ever eaten.
It's so disgusting. It's not worth anything.
It's not. You know how watermelon. You know how watermelon's nothing, but it's delicious?
Yes.
This is nothing, full stop.
Yeah.
It's just nothing.
Yeah. I'll tell you what is the opposite of nothing is what a dad in the UK.
Am I eating it wrong?
I know what you want to do with that. Don't do that. Not on camera. Do that in your own private time. A dad in the UK realised that his five-year-old daughter was going to be having her birthday in lockdown.
Mm.
And he was like, that is going to suck. She won't be able to have a party for her fifth birthday. So he thought, what would make her day? So he got in contact with his mate who owns a ball company.
Does he?
Yes. A company that makes balls, like the balls you get in a ball pit.
We have reached our ball quota for the year.
You know when you go to like IKEA and there's the ball pit?
Say it again. Yep. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So he ordered 26,000 balls of all different colours and transformed his living room into her own personal ball pit.
Fun.
Isn't it? She walked in. We got to set out the noise she made.
We got the noise she made.
She's like an animal. We got the noise she made when she saw the same.
Okay.
Oh.
Here we go. Big jump.
So joyous. The tricky thing is he did it because he wanted to kind of hide her presence for her and she can't find her presence.
Really?
He got her a Jenga and some books and they're there somewhere, but she hasn't been able to find them.
Why would you want books when you got a ball pit?
Exactly. I feel like it kind of undoes the present when you see the ball pit. And they've been watching TV in the ball pit. There's all these funny vision online of all the normal activities you do in a house, but because their house is full of balls.
Their house is a ball pit.
And I thought this is such a dad thing to do. No mum is thinking, that's what I want in my house, 26,000 balls. The length he went to, this is how incredible a father he was. He had to get them through the door in saucepans because he couldn't transport them in any other way.
Well, not a garbage bag.
I'm not sure. Or a suitcase or something. Anyway, so he would have spent a long time going back and forth to the front door.
Who thinks I'm going to carry these with saucepans?
This guy, this dad.
Sure, he's got suitcases.
Phil Smith does.
Filthy.
Filthy Phil Smith.
How much does 26,000 balls?
What do you think? Because this surprised me. What do you think it would cost?
I reckon, is 26,000, is that a room's full?
It's, yes, so much so that he's had to keep some in the garage because otherwise it would be up to the ceiling. So it's covering up to, like, his daughter's head.
I reckon that would cost you $2,000.
Interesting. It's only 260 pounds.
Why have we been sitting in an empty room this whole time?
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home this afternoon. And coming up next, guys, we are going to try and give away $10,000, all thanks to Dr. Oetker Ristorante's thin and crispy crust topped with gourmet ingredients and ready in under 15 minutes. Pizzeria taste, surprisingly, from your freezer. And, guys, it's time to take a look back through the archives of your guys' lives.
Right.
When was that?
When was that? You better like this segment because that opener was made purely because you love the song, that song.
I do. Yeah. I do love that song. Yeah. And I do love this segment.
The funniest thing about when I created with Jez, my idea of using that song was because it would go, do you remember, which is the whole segment.
Yeah.
And he hasn't used it.
Okay, show me a picture. Okay.
So I cut my hair today, right?
Yes.
And when I cut it, the lady said to me, the hairdresser Marie, she said, when was the last time you had it this short? And I said, funny you say that, because I found a picture on the weekend of the last time I had it this short, and it was when I was 16/17 going to my school formal. And that is me there.
Oh, my God, when was that Wednesday? Oh, wow!
Look at the Motley Crue. So, describe to the people what you can see.
So it's like,
be kind.
It's like, no, these are great.
They're not good. No
ones are when they're going to the formal. This is like the, if you looked up formal photo, this is perfect.
Not now, though. Kids don't look like that when they go to their formal now. They're all hot.
We've talked about this. I don't know where teenage grease has gone.
No, it's gone. You know what it is?
Are they talcum powdering their faces or something?
You know, if all teenagers haven't already had Botox, I will be shocked because I see their photos and they look amazing.
Yeah.
You look great. Tell me if you're surprised by this.
No.
I didn't pick up that night.
I am surprised by that because I was also a teenager like this and you all look the same. This is great. You've got braces, you're rocking out braces, you're kind of smiling.
My natural hair colour.
But you're doing the smile that's not enough to show any real emotion because that might be uncool. So you're like, huh, half there. Yep. And you've got a strap out, big unit next to you.
Oh, Tim, he was gorgeous. I had high hopes for Tim and I.
What happened to Tim?
That was never. He just went because he's such a lovely guy. He went with me because he didn't want to say no, I think.
Did you smooch him?
Oh, no, mate. That was never a chance for Tim. He was the cool surfy guy. So,
yeah.
When we go to sailing camp, it was all everyone wanted Tim.
But, mate, you're gorgeous.
Oh, okay, you're kind because you're live on radio.
You know.
Look at the crew there. There's some fun people, isn't there?
Isn't there?
You know what's great about all of these photos is that they won't be haunting you on social media until now when we put them all on the Carrie and Tommy Show.
Yeah, I did think about that. I thought the thing about our generation is we can look back at these photos and a little piece of us can die inside and no one needs to see them. So, but no, I'm going to share it with everybody because I feel like everyone's had an awkward point in their lives. This is definitely one of my many awkward points. Look at this pic. Can I say something about this pic?
Yeah.
So this pic is the old school ball photo where you're all sitting along the couch. Only this is old, like in the times where you go take your roll of film to be developed, right?
Yes.
If you can see where I'm sitting, I've got my legs apart. They've put a little triangle over my bits so that you can't see my knickers.
What do you mean? Is that white bit?
That's been put in by the Kodak people.
Has it?
Yes.
What a job. I'm the triangle placer.
Well, it's good they didn't want me to frame this and have Nana looking at my bits.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. It's awful if you're trying to get your nudes printed and they're coming back with triangles all over it. This photo here, so there's one thing about your outfit. So you're wearing this kind of cool white dress with it wraps around the neck.
Yeah.
And then I would guess from this era, is there one bit that is Victoria Beckham inspired or is this before?
No, it was Spice Girls era.
Yes.
I was never the Victoria Beckham. It was very Baby Spice inspired.
No, I think there's one bit that is Victoria Beckham inspired.
What bit?
You're wearing an arm cuff.
I don't remember her wearing arm cuffs, isn't it? God, I was before my time. Arm cuffs are pretty cool.
Am I showing more?
I thought that was sporty.
You've got a microphone,
I think it was
mate.
Scary Spice.
Was it? Who wore the arm cuff?
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's great. But this photo is funny because there's five of you in this photo, and there's you and your date Tim, and there's another what appears like a couple, and then there's. It looks like the dad in fancy dress here. is that guy going with you?
Yeah, he's a young guy. He wore a big wig,
and a bright blue suit.
He was fun.
Did he pick up?
Do you know that night? That night, I stayed at my girlfriend's house, and we snuck out. Only time I've ever snuck out.
God.
We snuck out because she really wanted to catch the Pakistani cricket team that was in Perth at the time.
To catch them?
Yeah.
Sneaking out with a net.
To find them out on the town. So we went roaming around the city for
Pakistani cricket team.
Did you chase a pop star? Nah, just, the Pakistani cricket team.
Were you just approaching any Pakistani-looking...
No, she knew some of them from Pakistan because she'd go back to Pakistan at the end of every year for a few months and so she knew some of them. And we'd sneak out and then we never found any. We ended up just having a hot chocolate.
I guess. That's the next best thing to a Pakistani man.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon. And guys, it's time to try and spin for $10,000.
Make any night in the perfect one with Dr. Oetker Ristorante. Pizzeria taste. Surprisingly, from your freezer.
Here's a wheel of joy and fun. You want a pizza this? This wheel is really yum. You want a pizza this? There's 10K there for you to win. You want a pizza this? Time to give the wheel a spin. You want a pizza this?
This is exciting, Bickers.
And I have seen who we have on the line. Belinda, welcome.
Hello.
I think you should just win this for being you because I've seen what's going on in your life and honestly, you need this 10K.
Oh, I do.
That 10K is 1K per kid because is it true that you have 10 children in your house at the moment?
I do.
Good on you, Belinda.
What have you got? Talk to us.
We have 5 boys, 5 girls and we have 5 biological and 5 foster children.
I can't imagine dinner time.
That's a lot of mouths to
feed. It's a large table.
Do you have a roster system?
No, just me. It's lucky I'm a chef by trade, so I know how to do bulk cooking.
Belinda, we are going to try and spin you up 10 grand now.
Oh, that would be amazing.
You don't have to do anything except think positively. Yeah, same. Carrie's going to give the wheel a nice big spin. Belinda, are you ready?
I am. Nice big one.
Carrie, go for it.
Oh, I'm giving it a big one. I gave it a big one.
It's a big
biggest
spin.
One I've got.
$10,000, please.
Come on.
It's going round.
Come on, Melinda.
It's going round.
Come on,
Jeez, it's
going
to be yes. close. Oh. It's going to be close.
Oh. 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 Oh, Belinda.
Belinda.
Look, I've got a feeling $100 worth of Hague's chocolate is not going to go far amongst 10 kids, but it's delicious.
Oh, that's good. They all love that.
Well, Belinda, to help sweeten the deal, we're going to throw you $500 worth of delicious Ristorante pizzas, and so you can take a couple of nights off cooking.
Thanks to Dr.
Ed. Oh, that would be lovely. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Belinda. Keep doing amazing stuff.
Yeah, it's all thanks to Dr. Urca Ristorante's thin and crispy crust topped with gourmet ingredients and ready in under 15 minutes. Pizzeria tastes surprisingly from your freezer.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And we got Hughie and Ed in here as well. G'day, boys.
Great to be here.
Good to be here.
Absolutely.
Bit on today. Dr. Chris Brown, your friend from the project last night, is coming on to talk about dumb dogs because Hughie thinks he's got Australia's dumbest dogs. And we're going to see if there's anything that can be done or if that's it.
Yeah,
how do you know if they're dumb?
Well,
oh,
I know they're
dumb.
They're terrible.
But can they be improved or you just give up? I mean, there's...
What makes them smart? Crosswords? What makes people smarter?
Yeah.
Well, just give us one of your examples from yesterday.
Oh, well, like he grabs another dog's ball and just swims out to sea and just leaves it out there.
It's more vindictive and mean.
That's true, but doesn't realise why he's in trouble, you know?
That
doesn't get it.
Doesn't get that that's not a good thing to do.
Quite dumb.
But maybe he's playing dumb.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then he can't get told off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't do anything.
Who knows how to go out the doggy door, but not in the doggy door. So
that's pretty silly.
Leaving him barking in the middle of the night outside.
He just wants your attention, and then you go get him and bring him in, and then he gets to see you.
Yeah, but if we're not home, he stays out there because he doesn't know how to get back in. So
how do you know if you're not home?
Dumb.
Well, because the neighbours write letters and leave them in the mailbox saying your dog's ruining our lives.
What if?
Maybe he wrote it.
Whoa, not so dumb anymore, is he? Although it is quite. Bad for the dog, so dumb
exactly.
again.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Back to dumb again. So we'll find out if there's anything to be done.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, good on us. Good on us.
A bit
of Mitchell Johnson too. That's us.
Yes.
Use your next.
Bye.
Don't be sad that the Carrie and Tommy podcast is over. Just pour some sunshine and share it around with Golden Circle. A funny and sunny good day with everyone. Golden Circle. Share sunshine.